Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Welcome to Accepted As I Am on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, brought to you on the fourth Thursday monthly from 10 to 11 a.m. Accepted As I Am is hosted by Barbara White. Barbara is a best-selling author, workshop leader, and the founder of the Accepted As I Am process. She owns a healing center in the Detroit metro area, and she is affectionately called a midwife for your soul. Guided by spirit, Barbara effortlessly brings you into the presence of God's love and ignites within you the knowing of your own self-inherent worth. To connect with Barbara, you can visit her site at www.acceptedasiam.com. And to connect with her right now, you can call into the show at 1-646-378-0378. And now for your host, Barbara White.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining Accepted As I Am Blog Talk Radio Show. Much gratitude that you've taken this time to be with yourself, to be with your divinity, to be with your magnificence. Today is a special show because it's marking the end of a chapter for me and the beginning of a new one, and ultimately continuing forward in the same flow, the same brilliance, the same magnificence that's within me and also within you. So how you doing? Happy October. If you're not listening to this in October, happy month, whatever you are in. So before I begin to talk about some more things, just remembering that this work, self-acceptance work, this transpersonal life coaching is always approaching from the perspective that we're already whole, we're already complete, we're already magnificent. I had an amazing group last Saturday at Love and Intimacy with You, the radical unconditional love with yourself. What an amazing group. There was a man that was a yogi and dedicated on his own growth. And when we are really taking time to explore this universal principle, which it's easy to dismiss, you know, it's easy to say, okay, yeah, that's nice. Life loves me. God loves me. Great. But we really took time to digest it because these principles are so multi-layered. There's so much. In fact, you want to hear them for the first time. Like, that's how I approach them. I was sharing, let me share about the gentleman. So when he heard about, you know, okay, I'm already whole, I'm already complete, and I'm realizing what is already there, he asked this question so sincerely, and he's like, why am I working so hard then? Why am I hustling for my worthiness and for who I am? And you just saw peace come over his face. It was so beautiful. So it does beg the question, why do we work so hard to be what we already are? Why do we hustle so hard to strive for what's already there? And that, I love what Beck was said, I think it was a lecture a few weeks ago, which is, life, your success, your manifestation, your happiness isn't not about your IQ, but about your AQ. And your AQ is your availability quotient. What's your availability? And yet, to be available to all the good, to open to your dreams, to hold the vision, yet not go in trying to make it happen, it's quite a yielding of the egoic mind to do that, of the mind, to say, I can be available to all that good. I can allow it. I'm open to it. And at the same time, holding a vision. I find in working with people that it's either one or the other. They hold the vision, the goal, and they're pushing towards it. Or they have no vision, no goals, and they're in a state of allowing, which neither one is really true in itself. You can be allowing if you don't have any goals or any visions or intent for your life, and that's not really allowing. That's kind of like a puddle hanging out next to the road. And so don't confuse allowing with a low intentionality and no dreams, no goals. Because holding a dream, holding a vision, holding a goal is actually it's a point of discontent. It's a tension point that you have to be able to hold that paradox, that duality in your heart. I'm dreaming this, but it's not here yet. I see a global peaceful society that works for everyone. I see everyone winning. I see a place where we are kind and compassionate to each other, holding that vision in my heart, yet knowing it's not here yet. Or personal goals, of course, included in there as well. So holding a goal, but in that state of peaceful allowing. So I'm talking about this. I always tend to talk about what's, you know, alive and present for me as I've gotten the guidance from my heart, from spirit, to rebrand myself, so to speak. I've gotten to a place where I see this work as so powerful, so beneficial. I was reading my one book, Self-Acceptance Process, the other night, and in tears of how I've seen it help hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And yet, it's not reaching thousands. And I know many artists and healers have that feeling of like, oh, this needs to reach more people. And I get that's a universal feeling. But that feeling the other day for me was so intense of just a knowing. And then as I've been asking that question, this work that I have dedicated my life to, that devoted my life to, or my early 20s, and then the transformation in my early 20s, the dark night of the soul, and then now 30,000 session hours and all these books, I'm just like, why isn't it getting out to more people? Well, universe answered that to me. Poor marketing, my dear, poor marketing. So I'm remarketing, and I, in a time when I don't take this work personal at all, finally, you know, it's not, a, you know, the ego mind always will convince us when we bring forth our art or our healing or our business or our dream that all those insecurities it plays into, right? You're not good enough. Who are you to have this dream? Look at all the other people that are doing this. How can you do it? You know, that egoic mind or the voice of the devil in our head, it plays a trick on everyone. So that mind is not really alive in me anymore. And I see this work as needing to get out to people. And so I've been called to brand my name. So I'm going to be changing my website to barbarawhite.com. I got some professional videos done, pictures. So it's really exciting stuff, really exciting times. And it's kind of fun. I just find it hilarious that I'm branding myself or putting barbarawhite.com in a time when I don't take this work personally. But I also get that it helps this work to be more relatable. So I'm going to keep all the self-acceptance material and processes. It's phenomenal. So I'm not changing any of that. Calling my work more life coaching rather than transpersonal psychology or spiritual teaching, just to make it more reachable to people, more relatable, making the website very approachable, a lot of videos, a lot of pictures. The workshop last Saturday, by the way, please remember this, it got videotaped, and it was phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. It has the fundamentals of unconditional self-love, powerful teachings for self-acceptance, love and intimacy, just the core stuff. And it's going to be available online as a three-part workshop. So you can, as a workshop that you can order and have for yourself, a three-week series, in other words, because it was 6 hours long. I need to break it up into 3 weeks for people. But it is going to be online for you to order. And I'm really excited about that because you should have seen all the faces when they saw it was going to be videotaped. They were terrified. Of course, you know, I get it. And I'm like, hey, you know, I just got into a place where I've seen this help so many people. I realize it just needs to get out to more people. And then when I shared them with that with the group and said it's not some egoic gratification, it was so sweet because all the faces in the crowd softened. And they're like, okay, cool. And some people agreed to be videotaped, and then everyone agreed to be on audio. So we got some really incredible material. Oh, really good stuff. Really great stuff. So look for that. That will be on barbarawhite.com. It will be in the workshops where you can click on PayPal and order the workshop and have it for yourself at home if you couldn't make it on the 24th. And then going forward, I'm going to be videotaping all my workshops. I've got a four directions Qigong based on the elements of the earth. Very incredible for listening to, for accepting your body, loving and accepting your all about your body. So your body, your sexuality, your health, and connecting into the earth. Those two are very, very much intertwined in the psychology. So that workshop or that four-part series I'm going to be doing soon, and that will be videotaped. And if you can't make it to that workshop, of course, I'll have it online. And so really incredible stuff happening. So I am going to be taking a pause from the radio show. I'll be taking at least a 2, maybe 3-month pause. And when I come back, I'll be coming back with just the new and improved me, as well as my book, Finding the One Will Be Done. It's so spectacular. I can't even believe I wrote it. It's so amazing. I wrote it a couple years ago, and it has such the fundamentals of really, if you are in a relationship or you're dating, I wish I would have had this book 6 years ago when I started dating. I wish I would have had it. It is the condensed, amazing, powerful, transforming material for really knowing how to move forward in relationship in an empowering, compassionate, uplifting way. Now, it also has in there all my funny dating stories. I was crazy, you know, I was crazy looking for the one. I mean, even though I know all this stuff that I'm teaching you, I completely forgot it when it came to dating, and I had to re-remember it, which is what the process is about, right? We have to forget, you know, you have times in your day when you completely forget that you are a beautiful, whole, complete being. It's okay to forget that, or you forget that you're a distribution point of good, that you are the way in which the stars show up, that you are the love in which emanates within all beings. Easy to forget that, right? Because it's a re-remembering. It's a practice. A practice, a practice, a practice. So I hope to hear you, hear you. I can feel the people listening in the future, and now I think I just feel that. I can feel you on the other line. So that's why I hear you. I feel you. So I hope to have you all listening when I come back on the radio show. Look for my videos that are going to be all sorts of incredible stuff on the new website. It's not up yet. And as well as I'll be giving away a lot of meditations, a lot of free material on the new website, so look for that. What else to tell you? Oh, yeah, you know, if you want to come in for a life coaching session, if you've been thinking about it, you've been listening to the show, time is now. So come, give me a call. The number is 734-455-1438. I do have my payment structure. I have my payment restructured, so it's more affordable, and so that's very exciting. If you want to look on Accept It As I Am website, that's still up, and you can see how I'm structuring my payment, where it's a lot more affordable for people, and also a way that helps support you a little bit more on your journey. I don't know if you may have listened to last show. I was mourning the. All the new clients that I had blown out of the water that went into healing crisis because I did too much in the session. And it was my last learning of that, of really seeing that I needed to give people just the right amount that they can digest. And even though I've had that lesson, like all our lessons, we need to revisit them and then know them for the first time. I got the lesson, I think. It may come around again, but that one, you know how you can sometimes feel like chapters close? It feels like that chapter did close. So that restructuring and that more affordable pricing is on acceptedasiam.com. I hope to have you there. It's really groovy. It's really awesome, really amazing stuff. The other thing that I would really ask for your support and your help is I am ready to – I've been working with a speaking coach and as you all know, gotten all the degrees and all the experience, the master's in transpersonal psychology, ego psychology, and now the 25 years of experience, I'm ready to go out and speak. So if you have an organization, whether it be a women's organization, a yoga studio, a church, a business that you would like me to come speak, there's things on the Accepted As I Am website that you can see that I speak about. I think every business could really learn about what's true leadership. And every woman's group could have that. And yoga studios really, really love, and fitness studios really love my teachings on self-love intensive. And if you have a healing, if you have a healing place and you want me to talk about the energetics of healing, how to use compassion and empathy as a superpower, it's another incredible workshop that I do that is just amazing of how to use compassion and empathy as a superpower for healing. And it really complements, all these workshops really complement current healing modalities. I have a lot of doctors, psychologists, as well as people that have no experience in healing come to these workshops and get a lot out of them. So, all right, people, I am so grateful for you being on this journey. I think I've done the radio show now for, 6 or 7 years, and I will be also taking a pause on my articles January and February as well. So you got to come and give me a call. And if you're missing my articles, you got to come for a session. And many blessings. I look forward to reemerging. I'm still here, though, still doing life coaching, still speaking, still doing all this. But as regards to the radio show and articles, I'll be taking a pause in January and February. So much love for all of you. It is a shorter show today. It's the closing show, just like I ask my life coaching clients to have closure sessions. This is our closing radio show. I'm so grateful for Courtney, who's been producing it, doing an incredible job. And so grateful for Penny, who is also her cohort in producing this magnificent show and this resource into Michigan. And so as I ask you in many shows, make sure that you let other people know about Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. That's an incredible resource for healing and for uplifting. It's a Michigan gold nugget that more people need to know about. All right, many blessings and much love. Take care.